Escape, escape, country, hey. Escape, escape, country, hey. The Big D Zone. The Big D. The Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone. Okay, this is your lovable whatever Prince DJ. Here in the confines of the Second Palace here in Big D Country. Now, I'm pretty sure that we can all agree that one day, it was one day that brought the whole country together. Now, although we are divided now, it took one day for the country together. I'm talking about 20 years ago today, which is being September 11th. And ironically, now, even though I don't know if it was what the temperature was 20 years ago, ironically, it was sunny and clear, just like it is today. Now, I'm pre-recording this because, obviously, it's too hot to put on Anchor because Anchor servers don't seem to like the heat either. With a circle, circle, bean bag, circle, circle, cat. And I say another word privately, but nonetheless. Nonetheless, but I want to share with you where I was during the whole scenario of 9/11. Now, there is a movie that I actually watched called World Trade Center. Now, I didn't see Flight 93, the flight movie that happened during the Shanksville, Pennsylvania part of the attack, where passengers were heroes when they tried to stop the hijackers before the heroes were lost and everybody on the plane was lost. And it was courageous, but it was real sad how everybody in that whole flight just died. It was very sad. But, almost 3,000 people lost their lives in the September 11th attack, which is the worst attack on American soil. And, it was really sad. It was really, really sad. And, I remember where I was, and now, I wasn't affected directly from the 9/11 attack, until this pandemic. I was affected both ways by this pandemic. I was affected both money-wise and both health-wise because I had the COVID earlier this year after I attended my friend's funeral. But two differences between 9/11 and this pandemic. 9/11 brought the people together. The pandemic divided the people even more. 9/11, people helped each other. The pandemic, people are either still apart, and there is remnants of people helping each other. I mean, right now, there is a 9/11 day that I wasn't able to be a part of due to the fact that it's so hot. I didn't go because even though the arena is air conditioner, I still had to travel back and forth. And they don't want me to be hydrated. So, go figure that one. But let me share with you where I was on that fateful day. So, in a place where I will not mention where I was, but I will say that it's in a state that has Princeton, and I worked in that area while living in the New York metro area, and so I had to take a train and an access link to get me to a hotel that I was working at. And ironically, I started the day before 9/11, ironically. It was like part of my first day of work, and I just had the job. I was a I was a cleaner, part of the housekeeping service, but I didn't do rooms. I did the vacuuming of the hallways. So each day, I did the same routine of vacuuming hallways. I was assigned a floor to go in, and I just did that particular floor vacuuming throughout the whole shift. So here we go. This was the days that this was the day that I will always remember what happened. So I took the access link bus as usual to Penn Station from where I lived at. Then I took the train from where I lived at to Princeton Junction. That's the station where I take the bus to the hotel that I was working with. It's called the Doral Forrestal Hotel. It was called the Doral Forrestal Hotel in Princeton. So, so what happened was, I was on the train when the first plane hit the, it was one of the towers, the first train hit the towers. And then, during it, I was riding the train when the second plane hit it. Now, in between the trips, the train had stopped for some reason. I don't know, it was in line with the attacks. Nobody knew what was going on, but I was listening to a comedy talk radio station. And I was listening to a show, and they had broke from the comedy part to talk about the attack, what was going on. And it was a really scary situation because we didn't know what was going on. At the time, they thought that it was a small, tiny plane, but it wasn't a tiny plane. It was an airline plane that hit the two towers. First, the North Tower, and then the South Tower. Then I went to Princeton Junction. While I was getting ready to wait for the bus to go to work, I called my mom at the time. Now, we didn't have this disagreements about myself. She didn't verbally abuse me back then, but this was like way before the verbal abuse. But either way, when I called my mom, you know, let her know I got to the area where I was working with her, okay, and stuff like that, because something told me to call her. And so she told me that they hit the Pentagon, and I remember what I said and the way that I said it. I said, "They hit the Pentagon!" I was such in terrible shock. That was the way I said it. They hit the Pentagon! I remember that like it was yesterday. I didn't hear about Shanksville until I returned to where I lived at after work. And all day, 24 hours a day, all you was hearing was coverage about this attack. Just like back at when the start of the pandemic, all you was hearing about White House briefing and stuff about this event because everything canceled and stuff like that. And here's how I was affected to 9/11. A month later, I wasn't even a week new, but a month later, I was laid off my job, and then I never was able to return. Because due to the fact that the airspace was cut off, and due to the fact that there was nobody traveling at the time, you know, I wasn't able to remain. I mean, I liked the job. I actually liked the job. I liked the fact that I was doing something easy, and I was getting exercise, and, you know, I mean, they paid me and stuff like that. But the worst part about it is, I had to get picked up to take me all the way back. I think it was like a 45 minute 45-minute journey each way, back and forth. And it was a ghost town. I mean, it was a ghost town. It was like a war zone all over the place. I couldn't believe it. I mean, even though it only happened in New York, Pennsylvania, and outside of D.C., you know, the Pentagon, it still felt like it was a war-torn ghost town because there was, like, nobody going anywhere, and everybody was at their homes. Everybody was out there, or everybody that still worked, they was, you know, working. And it was crazy. It was so real. Because when they closed that, when they closed the flight paths, all you could hear was eerie silence. You couldn't hear any planes going. I mean, there was nothing. Absolutely nothing. So when I lost my job, the month after 9/11, I was devastated. I was like really devastated. And there wasn't no relief coming from Congress or anything back then to those that lost jobs at 9/11. Now, yes, there was help for people that were indirectly affected by the attack, but nothing that for people that lost their job because of the attacks on 9/11. So we were left behind then. But if they never forget. And I remember there was a night when President Bush was standing outside the Ground Zero. And they were saying, "I can't hear you." But then he said, "I can hear you. I can hear you." Now, I don't remember the rest of the speech, but that was one of the greatest moments in that speech that brought a little hope and brought us some comfort as we all went through it, because even though I didn't have anybody that lost people during the attack, it was either people that I know or the community where I lived at have lost a lot of people there. It was pretty sad. It was really pretty sad. I would like you to join me in a moment of silence as we pay tribute to those who lost their lives, and also to thank the heroes, the first responders, the volunteers that was willing to help, the volunteers that was willing to go where nobody shouldn't go to, yet they wanted to help, and then find people that was in the rubble, which there was. God bless you. God bless you. So, I would like you to join me in a moment of silence for all those that was lost during the 9/11 attack. Thank you. I would like to sing something right now. Might not be a song that you might connect with the 9/11, but I don't like singing the song about my wife, you know. Because if I sing it, I will cry, I will flood the second palace, but I like to sing another song. We shall overcome. We will overcome. We will overcome someday. in my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome someday. We are not afraid. We are not afraid. We are not afraid someday. Oh, deep in our hearts, I do believe that we are not afraid today. We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace. We shall live in peace someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe that we will live in peace someday. Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly gleaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, came to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? Never forget. Always remember.